Welcome to Breaking News to Trading Moves. Today we're looking at the market implications following a pretty high-profile shareholder decision. And for you, the learner, we're synthesizing the information around the recent Tesla shareholder approval of Elon Musk's compensation plan. We want to identify who benefits directly and who might feel some competitive heat from this news, just making sure you quickly grasp what's changed and, well, why it matters. So the headline, shareholders at Tesla's annual general meeting down in Austin approved this performance-based compensation package for CEO Elon Musk. The approval rate was reportedly quite high, over 75%.
Yeah, and that vote really did two key things at once. First, it resolved that big question mark hanging over leadership, which was causing some uncertainty.
Right.
And second, maybe more importantly for the markets, it immediately re-anchored the whole Tesla story firmly around its most ambitious AI-heavy goals. Mm-hmm. If you look at the pay plan itself, I mean, the structure basically tells the story. The payout isn't just about selling cars. It's specifically tied to hitting these huge milestones in autonomy, robotics, and AI. So it explicitly puts the focus back on things like the robotaxi, the cybercab idea, and their Optimus robot, these long-term software-driven products.
And that clarity is key, isn't it? Before this, you could maybe argue they might pivot away from those big projects.
Exactly. Now they're locked into the executive pay structure. That risk seems lower. So for Tesla, that's ticker TSLA, this confirmed path should help keep capital flowing towards, you know, their autonomy and energy work.
Okay, but the question for us today is, who else benefits when arguably the world's most prominent EV maker really commits harder to AI? Let's explore the sectors seeing a positive influence, maybe starting with the immediate EV ecosystem, but outside of Tesla itself. So more stability at Tesla, maybe a faster rollout of things like the Cybercab or robotaxi fleets that could lift overall EV demand, right?
Yeah.
And maybe more importantly, how much EVs are actually used.
Precisely. A robotaxi fleet isn't like a personal car sitting in the garage most of the time. These things could be running almost constantly, logging way more miles. And more miles driven, more utilization, that points directly towards the infrastructure needed to support them.
Charging.
Specifically third-party charging partners here in the U.S., more fleet activity should mean higher station use. That's good news for companies like ChargePoint, ticker CHPT. Their whole model is based on volume and consistent use. Robotaxis offer that.
Okay. So ChargePoint benefits from utilization. Now, moving from the physical charging stations to the, let's call it the digital backbone needed for all this autonomy, AI chips and compute power. Tesla's push for full self-driving, FSD, I mean, that requires just enormous amounts of compute for training those models.
Oh, absolutely enormous. And the immediate name that comes to mind there is NVIDIA, ticker NVDA, developing FSD, developing robotaxi models that needs their specialized GPUs for the heavy lifting, the training runs.
Right.
But it's not just training. You also have the hardware that goes inside the vehicle itself. Tesla needs sophisticated systems, you might call them inference stacks, to actually run the FSD software in the car in real time.
Okay, just so I'm clear, and for you listening, inference stacks.
Right.
That's the computer in the car doing the actual driving calculations based on the AI model trained on NVIDIA's chips.
That's it exactly. It's putting the trained model to work in the real world. So this demand for both training and inference hardware creates, well, a strong tailwind for key players.
And who else is involved there?
Now, closely related is Supermicro Computer, ticker SMCI. They specialize in designing and putting together the high-performance AI server clusters, the racks that hold thousands of these NVIDIA GPUs.
Oh, okay.
As Tesla scales up its own AI clusters for FSD, for robotics, SMCI's expertise in custom server design becomes pretty vital.
And this is where it gets quite broad, isn't it? Because if you have all this computing power, thousands of GPUs being organized by companies like Supermicro, you need somewhere to physically put it all, somewhere with lots of power and cooling.
You're talking data centers. Yeah. Scaling AI at this level isn't just about server racks. It's about high-density computing, packing huge amounts of power consumption and heat generation into relatively small spaces. Need specialized cooling, complex network connections.
Which leads us to the specialized real estate providers.
Yeah.
The colocation companies.
Exactly. Companies like Equinix, ticker EQIX. They provide the secure space, the power, the cooling, the connectivity. Basically, the building blocks for companies to house their own servers. They're likely looking at increased demand driven by this growth in AI training, specifically for autonomy and robotics.
Made sense.
And you'd probably include Digital Realty in that group, too, ticker DLR. They're also expected to benefit from these kinds of AI buildouts that need that high-density space and power, often located near major internet exchange points or cloud on-ramps. They provide that crucial physical foundation.
Okay, so we've got the EV ecosystem, the chip makers, the server integrators, the data center providers, quite a chain reaction. But let's flip the coin. Where does this renewed, very visible focus on driverless tech create competitive pressure? Who might be feeling a bit exposed?
Well, the most direct line seems to be the ride-hailing platforms, Musk putting the spotlight back on robotaxis, cybercabs. That creates an immediate competitive shadow, doesn't it?
How so?
The market has to reevaluate the timelines for autonomous vehicles actually becoming widespread. And companies that rely entirely on human driver networks, well, they face a potential long-term challenge to their model.
You mean Uber, UBER, and Lyft, L-A-F-T?
Those are the main ones, yes. The idea of large driverless fleets directly competes with their current structure over time.
And it's not just the long-term threat, is it? It's maybe about investor focus right now, thinking about the cost of keeping human drivers versus a potential competitor with theoretically much lower per-ride operating costs.
That's a very good point. How do investors weigh the ongoing cost of driver incentives, which impacts margins, against a future where a competitor's main cost per ride might just be electricity and maintenance? It potentially shifts investor attention away from the human driver network model. So yeah, both Uber and Lyft probably feel that renewed focus on driverless fares.
Okay, ride hailing is one area. What about traditional car manufacturers? The legacy OEMs here in the US. How does Tesla's clearer path affect them?
It creates pressure, I think, partly on perception. Tesla having its leadership settled and doubling down on AI and autonomy, that keeps the pressure on companies like General Motors, GM.
Pressure on their tech image or margins?
Potentially both. How their own autonomous tech stacks up against Tesla's focused FSD effort is always a comparison point, and margin pressure is always there in the EV space.
And Ford, ticker F.
Ford faces similar things, I'd say. There's the ongoing EV pricing competition with Tesla, sure. But perhaps more fundamentally, it's about the feature stack. As Tesla pushes more software-led autonomy features, the cost and effort for legacy OEMs to develop and deploy truly comparable software suites just keeps going up.
Right, the software challenge. Finally, let's touch on the newer EV companies, the ones that's sometimes called EV upstarts. How does this Tesla news impact them?
It's largely about capturing attention and capital, I think. When Tesla solidifies its narrative around AI and autonomy, it tends to draw a lot of investor focus.
Making it potentially harder for others.
It could make the environment tougher, yeah. For companies trying to raise funds or just get their story heard, think about Rivian. They might find fundraising a bit more challenging or just struggle for that share of mind as Tesla reasserts its growth story based on AI.
And maybe Lucid, LCID. They're more in the premium space.
Similar dynamic, potentially. Lucid competes in that premium segment, and now they're up against an even stronger Tesla narrative that's not just about the car's luxury or performance, but increasingly about its software and AI capabilities as the key differentiator.
Okay, so we've traced the potential impacts across charging, chips, servers, data centers, ride-hailing, legacy auto, and newer EV makers. Stepping back, what's the main takeaway here?
Well, the vote did remove that key person risk concern around Musk for Tesla, at least for now. And it really succeeded in recentering the company's story around these high potential AI-driven products. The market effect seems to be a redirection of attention, maybe capital flows, towards those essential supporting businesses, chips, servers, data centers, while at the same time increasing the competitive heat on ride-hailing and perhaps some other EV makers.
So the key point for you, the learner, is really watching how one single corporate governance action, like this shareholder vote, can quickly highlight competitive positions and redirect market focus across what seem like quite separate industries, all the way from car making to data center real estate.
And remember, understanding these links between a company strategy, its big announcements, and how the market reacts, that can really help shape your perspective on how new technologies gain traction and potentially change whole industries.
Before we wrap up, here's something to think about. Let's imagine the robotaxi or cybercab timeline hits a major snag. Maybe a technical delay pushes things back by, say, 2 years. How might that scenario affect the investment outlook for those data center and colocation players we mentioned, like EQIX and DLR, especially if some of their current growth expectations are tied to this rapid AI compute expansion? And just a reminder for everyone listening, this discussion is based on reported events and our analysis of the situation. It is not financial advice, nor is it a recommendation to buy or sell any securities. It purely represents the opinions of the speakers.